This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper. This show here is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. It's Ed who does the 13-year-old voice there.
No, it's
prepubescent. Did I say that word right, Ed?
Yes, prepubescent. Yes,
and I won't
did.
Do it again.
That's my Pinocchio voice from Shrek.
Oh, is it Pinocchio?
Yeah.
I'm Pinocchio, a real boy.
Pinocchio from Shrek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Learning University.
We got it. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, JJ, and Tim, we thank you for listening to AFR. We'll be here for the next 20-something minutes here. And we're going to repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered. And then we'll get back to your phone calls. Here's the phone number to reach us on Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840. Now, if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. 888-589-8840. The reason is we want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air with us as possible. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. We go back to the phone. You want us to do the...
We can do that in a minute.
Okay. Oregon. Mark. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
It's Mark in Oregon then?
Mark in Oregon.
Okay.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning.
Part of Oregon you in?
Eastern Oregon, Baker City.
Yes, Baker.
We've both been to Baker mm-hmm. City.
Baker City, great place. You have a Walmart yet?
The closest one is 45 miles north.
I remember that. When my guests picked me up at the airport in Boise to drive over there, they said, "Better, here's your last Walmart stop." It was like 45 minutes from Baker City.
Well, and I like your, we went to visit the little museum. Is it Conestoga Wagon? Is that how you say that?
I honestly don't know.
Well, the Oregon Trail,
how the Oregon Trail stopped there,
and a lot of good history there.
Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
All right, Mark, which question you want to answer?
I'm going to guess at the baseball card position.
Okay, here's the question. On a baseball card, E6 means a player at what position made an error?
Third base.
No, not third base.
I want to say something, but...
You want me to try to give
if
the
I
answer.
Say something, it's going to tip off the answer.
All right, Mark.
Hey, good try, though.
Good try. What's your question for us?
It has four eyes, but it can't see. What is it?
It has four eyes, but it can't see. All right, Mark, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no. So, all right. So I'm never good at these.
I'm thinking like a shoe, you have eyes
that
you run your shoelaces through.
Yeah.
What else has it?
But
has
can't
eyes?
See. What else has eyes?
What do you call something
Oh,
that
wait,
has
wait,
eyes?
Wait, 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 wait. Would this be like a word? Like how many, Mississippi, how many
oh,
eyes?
Probably.
Mississippi. Yeah, I'm going to say Mississippi.
Let's go with that. Mississippi.
Yeah, we'll go with Mississippi, Mark.
That's correct.
All right.
Ed, way to go.
Well, I had that in the back of my mind somewhere.
Yeah, crooked letter.
Read about it in VBS.
Crooked letter. Humpback.
MISSISSIPPI. You don't remember that?
I missed that one.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Can I get that on my iPod?
Anyway, Mark, thank you, brother. Good riddle.
What's your question for us?
Thank you.
That was it.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
What has four eyes but can't see and the word Mississippi.
Good.
All right, let's repeat our questions, and this will be the last time we do this for the day.
All right, here are my three. In what U.S. state was the nation's first 911 emergency call made? Second question, and some of you might see this as a trick question. What is the official language of Russia? What is the official language of Russia? Third question.
Love.
Official language of Russia is love, love, love.
Yeah.
The horse Justified just won the Triple Crown. What three famous horse races make up the Triple Crown? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. Monday was National Corn on the Cob Day. Which state produces the most corn? Number two on a baseball card, E6, means a player at what position made an error and it's not third base. So now you got eight to choose from.
Right.
And then I'll add one. Father's Day this coming Sunday, looking at some TV dads. Gomez is the dashing dad. His lovely wife is Morticia. Children, Pugsy and Wednesday. Name the TV show.
I know this one.
Gomez is the dad on this TV show.
What is the only U.S. state capital named after a biblical character?
So I guess I was wrong when I said Jezebel, North Carolina. That was wrong.
Good guess, though.
That's a good guess.
All right. All right, it is possible to drive through three consecutive U.S. states, one after the other, whose spellings all begin with the same letter of the alphabet. Which three states are these? So, that's not a real hard question if you think about it.
It's got me stumped. Right.
Yeah, I'm stumped on it.
What Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 began the first expedition to circumnavigate the earth?
He did that driving a Ford Expedition?
Yeah.
Now, what happened?
Yeah.
In the year
1519, he got his boat out, you know.
Yeah.
Woke up one morning and said, here we go, boys.
You know, if you're rowing gently down the stream, you can get a long way.
Yeah.
If you
stay merrily
rowing, you better believe it.
He began the first expedition to circumnavigate the earth. Now, that would be, he's wanting to go, and this is a household name, I mean, from our history classes. But this gentleman here wanted to go, but by circumnavigate, I mean, you're going to as many places on earth as you can, and then you're building a map, basically, aren't you?
Well, and you're going to go all the way around the world and come back to where you started.
And when you get close to where the edge of the earth was and where all the dragons...
You better be careful.
You don't want to fall off the edge, so you had to make sure you went in a straight line.
That's right.
To come back where you started.
Here be dragons.
Duly noted. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Miller is on the line. Miller, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello there. I had two really quick questions for y'all, and I could answer one, but that's not necessary. Let me ask you the questions.
All right.
All right. What is the relationship between Esther and Mordecai? And the second one is, I forgot to just answer that one, and I'll tell you this.
What's the relationship between...
People always think that he's her uncle, and they call it her uncle, but actually, he was her cousin.
That's right.
Okay, I was going to go with JJ on that.
So,
you always hear about Uncle Mordecai and Esther, and and everything, because he was older, and you sort of thought of him as an uncle, but he was actually her cousin. Right.
Okay, good.
All right, and the second quick question is, I had my old timers jumping on me again.
I would say yes.
I'm going to say seven.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
I'm going to say blue. Okay. It's mine.
Thank you.
Well, okay.
Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. Thank you, Miller. Appreciate that.
One of our answers was right. Yeah.
Yeah. We were all over.
You ever gone into the room?
Something? Yeah.
And you said, why did I come in here?
We need to get his number, keep his number, so whenever I go into the kitchen and open up the refrigerator, and then I call him and say, why did I come in here?
At what point do you start telling other people, though, that I came in here, but I've forgotten why? Because they can't help you.
What you're saying, yeah.
Why tell them?
Yeah.
Right. And plus, it's obvious to your spouse.
But I don't think, does backtracking work for that kind of situation? Backtracking works for if you've lost something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trace your steps back. Where were you last? Go back before that.
I started off in the bathroom getting ready, and now I'm in the kitchen.
What am I supposed to do now?
One of those Christian comedians says, he misplaced his keys, and his mom says, Well, they got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
You're talking about obvious. And the answer you don't want to hear, yeah, Mom, they do have to be somewhere.
Yeah, they are somewhere. I just want to know where that is.
Right. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Illinois, and Robert is on the line. Robert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
How are you, Robert?
All right. Yeah, I like to ask and answer.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Oh, I guess the one about Morticia and Gomez.
All right, Gomez is the dashing dad. His lovely wife is Morticia, children Pugsy and Wednesday. Name the TV show, Robert.
Is it Meet the Clintons? No.
The Addams Family.
The Addams Family.
I can't believe Uncle Fester didn't even get an honorable mention.
I should have said something about him.
Well, that's because they called him Uncle Fester, but he was actually a cousin.
A cousin.
Yeah.
Cousin Fester.
Oh. He's one of them living cousins that they couldn't get rid of.
Yeah. Remember Cousin It? Yeah. It was Cousin It. Cousin that was, It. Yeah.
With all the hair.
Yeah.
Hey, you watched some of the same shows we watched in the grown-up days. Hey, Robert, what's your question for us?
Okay, my question is, it's real easy. You'll get it right off. What famous pirate would tie his beard in knots and light the end of his beard so if he walked by a cannon that had already been packed with powder, he could just shove his beard down in the wick hole and fire the cannon?
That was Captain Crunch. was he a pirate?
No, because he put crunch berries in his beard.
Well, that was – okay, hang on a second. We're just going to talk. That was Blackbeard, wasn't it?
I guess. I'd never heard that. Edward, he said that was easy, but I've never
Teach.
Heard that.
Edward Teach, also known as Blackbeard. That's my guess.
You got it.
All right.
That's pretty bizarre. You can only do that a certain number of times, and then you're down to a 5 o'clock shadow.
And the other thing is he carried multiple pistols on him because back then they only had the one shot, you know.
Yeah, right.
Wad and gunpowder.
Let me ask you this question. These pirates, I think of Pirates of the Caribbean, but these pirates, did they, you know, you go around, the pirates went around raiding and robbing people, right?
Sure.
Boarding ships.
Did they ever get to enjoy their spoils?
Oh, they would have.
When they go to port, maybe.
Yeah.
So you, and don't get me wrong, I'm not for pirating. But I mean, so you plunder, you pillage, you rob a ship.
And then you wind up on Capitol
you
Hill.
And you become part of the swamp.
Yeah.
You know, but then they would take that money and go spend it on what? Where? What did they do with this stuff?
Well, they'd spend it on alcohol and loose women, Tim.
Okay. I mean, doesn't it get old after?
Well,
after a while, you ever tried that, Ed?
I've never tried it. I don't know what else you
good.
Do.
It would hurt you. It would hurt your Christian witness. I think
once you're a pirate, I mean, you know, what do? You tell the rest of the guys on the ship, hey, listen, this has been great, but summer's over. I gotta go back to college.
Backpack Europe or something. I am bored out of my mind. We rob a ship, we go drink it away, and then we go rob another ship.
That's right.
There we go.
Yeah, don't you guys think this is a little monotonous? Right. Don't you want to make something of yourself?
I've seen 10 people walk off planks. So I don't need to see it
again.
And
how many times can you say arg before that gets old?
I'm just thinking, I'm tired of a
Your
pirate.
Best friend is a parrot?
Yeah. I'm tired of what the parrot's doing on my shoulder.
That's right.
Anyway, all right.
All right, hey, Robert, I know that was more than you wanted to hear, but...
One pirate, actually, that got away. That got away with this crime, or got away with the crimes of deleting 33,000 scrolls.
Now, what now?
There was one pirate that got away with their crimes. They deleted 33,000 scrolls.
Oh, too funny.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you have a question for us, Robert?
He did. He just had that.
Those were the questions. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the second time you've done that.
What did I walk into this room
for?
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Phones again, Ed.
Phones again. We go to Texas, and Will is on the line. Will, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy right back to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Will?
I think I'm going to try to answer one.
All right. Which one?
911.
All right. Here's the question. In what U.S. state was the nation's first 911 emergency call made?
Alabama.
Alabama is right. You have won. You answered the mystery question.
Well, all right.
Yeah, and you, so that means you win a brand new Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. So congratulations for
why,
that.
Why, did Tennessee score on Alabama and they just called 911 or something? What's the deal?
Who scores on Alabama?
Say, please,
who
Tennessee. Yeah, I don't know. Please, Tennessee fans, do not.
You just volunteered. You know, that was that
just,
answer,
I just thought that was funny because Tennessee rarely beats Alabama.
Hey, so. Will, that's pretty obscure. How in the world did
most
you know
schools
that?
Rarely beat
or
Alabama.
Did you just guess?
I am sitting in a patrol car on duty right now. That's a 50th anniversary on the 911 deal. Earlier in the year, I had someone tell me that as a useless piece of trivia.
Yes.
Really?
And here you are using it.
Back to fruition.
Yes, that's
right. I think
right.
He needs a T-shirt.
Yeah, he's got a T-shirt.
He heard the cowbell.
Oh, yeah, the cowbell.
Yeah, he won the cowbell.
But you know
what? February 16th, 1968. So that February 16th was the 50th anniversary of the first call.
What a great idea.
Great idea.
You know, somebody who ever invented
and
that.
And kind of back to Will's thing about hearing that useless trivia and being able to use it. So there's a chance that we may be able to use Algebra 2.
Yes, I mean, trigonometry.
You have reinforced my
someday.
Reinforced
someday
my
that's
belief
come
that,
in
that,
handy.
That those teachers may have been telling us the truth.
Although I have to say I'm running out of time.
Right.
For that to happen.
For trick to work for you.
All right. Hey, Will, so make sure, do not hang up, please. When we're through with you on air, we'll put you on hold and get your information, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you all, gentlemen.
Hey, all right. You have a question for us, Will?
I really don't.
Hey, okay. Hey, Will, my uncle and my brother-in-law are both policemen. Thank you for what you do to keep us safe.
I appreciate it.
And
my
daughter-in-law's dad is also a investigator with the sheriff's department.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. I'm sorry, I interrupted something.
You interrupted a police officer, Will.
Yeah, I get a ticket
for
Will. That. Do I get a ticket for that?
I don't know. It's a depends
thanks.
On.
I'd have to mail it to you.
Thanks, Will. All right, stay on the line.
Stay on the line, Will.
I'm going to cite you for interrupting a police officer.
Those guys have a tough job.
Yes,
getting
they
up and going out the door every morning with the hostility across the country towards the thin blue line.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
I don't see why not. We go to Arkansas. Brian is on the line. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys, do you realize why the pirates are so grouchy?
No. Why are pirates so grouchy? Well, they're hung over about every day. I know that. So
why are they so grouchy?
They just are.
You had to hang around a bunch of,
yeah, I like that
a bunch
one.
Of,
I
wanna, a bunch of other pirates?
I want to ask one and I want to answer one.
Well, you just asked one, Brian. You just asked the.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just.
Which
just
one
kidding.
You want to answer? Which one you feel confident about, Brian?
The one where the guy circumnavigated the globe.
Okay, what Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 began the first expedition to circumnavigate the Earth?
Well, it was right before he decided to start making GPSs. It was Magellan.
Yes, yes.
Ferdinand
Magellan, you know, reading about him when I got this question, reading about him, I don't know where he ranks in terms of, you know, the last 2,000 years or let's say 1,000 years of importance in human history, but he's got to be top 10.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
Definitely important.
Huh? Yeah, this guy is just absolutely amazing. He set sail in the year 1519, as we mentioned, and then like three years, I think, he sailed around the Earth,
right?
Until 1521.
Yes,
you know that's a story to tell to your grandkids, right there. You know,
think about that. But in those times, think of what the ships were like. You're navigating by what the sun and the moon
stars.
And the stars.
Yeah, no radar. You know, right.
You don't know what's ahead.
You don't know what's ahead. You've been told that the Earth is it just drops off. You know. But now, when you were talking about the map making, you threw me off because I thought the answer was going to be Americus Vespucci or what's that?
Oh, Vespucci?
Yeah.
Vespucci?
Now, what did he do?
Vespucci.
I know that's how we got America.
The name America.
Was he a map maker, I think?
Amerigo Vespucci
I know he was a map maker, but was he an explorer as well?
He owned a pizza parlor.
He was a chef.
And and actually created SpaghettiOs.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay.
And, that's what he did before.
Yes.
He went into the map making.
You know what? I should know that. Amerigo Vespucci. He may have.
I mean, it's only where we got the name of our country.
Yes, that's right. But I'm going to look it up. I'll look it up.
Hey, I might turn it into a question next week.
Well, then, I'll wait. We'll wait, and you can do that.
No, do it now because I won't remember. I've proved that this morning.
I don't even remember where we are now. What are we supposed
Brian's
to be doing?
Gonna,
there we go.
Hey, Brian's going to ask us a question. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, this is a Bible question. But who was Bathsheba's grandpa?
Wow, you talk about trivia. Who was Bathsheba's grandpa? Oh, wait a second, because she's in the lineage. She's in the lineage of Jesus. Bathsheba
is Solomon's. She's Solomon's mama.
Yeah. Okay, so now Hannah has given us the answer to the we're all over the place here, folks. Amerigo Vespucci was an Italian explorer, financier, navigator, and cartographer, which means he made the map maker. So,
What about the? I don't know about
her grandpa.
I'm stumped,
and I don't know either.
It's very interesting because he was David's advisor. It was Ahithophel.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
How do you spell
who betrayed
that?
David later.
How do you where?
Ahithophel?
Ahithophel.
I tell you one time.
H-I-T-H-O.
He stayed with Absalom.
There was this
fella. Absalom and advised him against David.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Wow.
This fella's friend collapsed on the corner of Ahithophel, and he called 911. I do remember that story.
And dragged him over to Maple?
Yeah, they said spell that. So I'm gonna drag him over to Pine Street. Hey, Brian. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, thank you. All right. Shall we continue? Or we actually have to give our answers, too. So
some of this stuff we do on this show is borderline. I could see how it upset some folks who are used to hearing Jay Burn and McGee preach or something like that.
Boy, we have sunk to new lows.
Yeah, but anyway. I don't think we have time for you.
Okay,
we need to answer our own questions.
Answer our own questions. So here's what I got left. What is the official language of Russia, guys?
I'm going to say Russian.
Russian.
It's Russian.
Yeah.
I started it off by saying some of you might see this as a trick question, but you'd be wrong.
Cruel.
All right, it's Russian. All right, the horse Justify won the Triple Crown. What three famous horse races make up the Triple Crown, guys?
Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
The Preakness.
Belmont Stakes. That's it. That's what I've got left.
What do you got?
Here's what I've got. Monday was National Corn on the Cob Day. Which state produces the most corn? What say you guys?
I'd say Iowa.
I'm going to say Iowa, too.
Iowa is number one, Illinois number two, Nebraska number three, Minnesota number four, Indiana number five, and these five states produce 60% of the nation's corn.
Wow.
Yes, the bread basket.
E6, who made the error, Tim?
Right fielder?
Shortstop.
Shortstop.
Oh, okay.
But breadbasket would be more Kansas, Nebraska, right there. You're talking about corn.
Corn's Iowa.
That's corn country. It's Big Ten country,
right?
Basically, is what it is. It is possible to drive through three consecutive U.S. states, one after another, whose spellings all begin with the same letter in the alphabet. Which three states are these?
I don't know.
I'm stoked.
Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa.
All right. Okay.
I.
Yes.
What is the only U.S.
But I can't see.
What is the only U.S. state capital named after a biblical character?
I don't know that either.
Judas, Pennsylvania.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, all right.
St. Paul. What were you going to say about the E6? Can you tell that quick? You're going to...
Shortstop.
No, but you're going to tip off the
guy.
We're
out of time. Do it next time.